Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of April 8, 2022 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Hey everybody, it's the end of the season. I know, already? But yes, we bowled everybody three times, so we're ready to call it a season. But we still have our end of year dinner and our tournament to look forward to. See below for the details. The lane assignments and subs for week 21 for April the 8th. Lane 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 2, Silver Bullets. Lane 3, Hangmen. Lane 4, Triple Threat. Lane 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 6, Gunslingers. Lane 7, Pitbulls. And Lane 8, Rough Riders. And the subs for April the 8th, Dwight Jones in for Reggie Blunt on Lane 3. Steve Sanders in for Dwight Jones on Lane 5. And Matt Bowers in for Ginger Rush on Lane 7. And a big thanks to all those who have been subs for us this year. You are more appreciated than you will ever know. Now for April, what do we have? Well, bowling on April the 8th, of course, and then end of season league dinner on April the 30th. And then May, and the only thing listed in May at the moment is the Outlaw Tournament on May the 14th. The Raleigh Outlaws will gather at Emmanuel Baptist Church on April the 30th from 5 until 9 p.m. for an end of season dinner and awards presentation. This is instead of the picnic that we usually hold and is being catered this year. Because it is catered this year, we will ask that it be bowlers and spouse / significant others only, and that you confirm with Sharon that you will attend no later than April 22. There will be no walk-in availability at the door. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational is scheduled for May 14. The Outlaws' deadline for entry is Saturday, April 30, at our end-of-season dinner. Please pay as soon as possible, though. Out-of-town leagues, your deadline for entries to reach us is also April 30. You can email me. Please note that my email address has changed, and it is now outlawtaxi.com. outlawtaxi at gmail.com. The entry fee is $35. We are still working on the details for the youth tournament, so stand by for that information. A survey research study opportunity for deaf, blind, and O&M specialists. We are looking for individuals who are deaf, blind, and orientation and mobility specialists with experience in working with deaf, blind travelers to participate in our research study. The focus of the study is on what touch-based supports help deaf, blind travelers learn O&M skills. Interested participants will respond to a short 5-minute survey and then join a 75-minute focus group. All participants receive a $50 Amazon gift card for sharing their time. Any information provided in the survey and the focus group is private and will be used to better understand touch for learning O and M. For any questions or for further information, please inquire with the investigators. Thank you, Dr. Amy Parker, Portland State University Department of Special Education. Email address atp5@pdx.edu. Telephone number 503-725-4695. And Dr. Megan Conway at the Helen Keller National Center. Email address megan.conway, that's Conway, at hknc.org. 2021 Braille Literacy Grant Award recipients and the 2022 Braille Literacy RFP is open. In June 2021, the Friends of the North Carolina for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Board approved the recipients of the first Braille literacy grants. The children's grant was awarded to the Governor Moorhead School for the purchase of new UEB books to expand their library services. Hope Klontz received the adult grant for the purchase of a Braille display. The Friends Board is excited to play a part in the advancement of Braille literacy throughout North Carolina. The 2022 Braille Literacy Grant RFP is open. The Friends seek to award two separate grants up to $1,000 to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, Braille access, and outreach. The deadline for applications is May 1, 2022. Less than a month away, folks. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with updated information on the application process, eligibility, and deadlines, can be found at the following website, https://www.FRIENDSNCLBPH.org/Braille_literacy_grant_INFOMA.PHP. You may email questions about the Braille Literacy Grant and or the application process to info@FriendsNCLBPH.org. GM SSA members and friends, please see the post below from the GMSSA President Tim Snyder. Yep, that's GMSAA President Tim Snyder. On Saturday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., the GMS Alumni Association will host a virtual meeting, including seminars on presenting on online accessible voting for persons who are blind or visually impaired by Ms. Holly Stiles of NC Disability Rights, followed by a presentation on SSDI and SSI benefits while working, which also includes a Q&A period. The session will conclude with a board meeting to which we are all invited. We hope each and all will be able to attend the entire meeting, but please know that if you can attend part of the meeting, you are welcome to join us at this important occasion. This spring event replaces our winter meeting, normally held in January. To join the meeting, please use the following calling and online information. GMS Alumni is inviting you to join their Huddle team meeting room. Join the meeting using one of these easy options. Number one, one-tap mobile dialing, and that is +1520-4538-385. Or number two, join the online video and screen sharing at www.joined.huddle.team/GMSAIORG. Additional options to connect include dial-in number in the United States, 520-453-8385. If you're having trouble connecting, text, quote, call me, two words, C-A-L-L-M-E. Text call me to 520-453-8385 to receive a call back. Standard messaging rates may apply. And this comes from Tim Snyder, President, GMSAA, Inc. Now, more on the GMSAAI reunion. We have rooms reserved at the Homewood Suites by Hilton Raleigh Crabtree Valley for August 5 through August 7, 2022. Booking is simple. Just select booking or book a room. We are looking forward to seeing you in August. So book your room. Now, some more information here. Event dates, August 5, 2022 to August 7, 2022. Book by July 15, 2022. Location of the hotel, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. Phone number is 919-785-1131. 919-785-1131. The room rates are $109 per night for a king suite and $119 per night for a two queen suite. See the link below and I'll read that for you. www.hilton.com/.rduchw-gms-9991ffc9-ee9a... If someone is not able to use the website, they are welcome to call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 to book your room. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has received funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benson Achievement Award. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. Previous recipients are not eligible. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work, and community activities, honors, ability to express himself or herself in written form, personal motivation and/or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee via an online application no later than May 31, 2022. And it indicates here in parentheses, I guess it would be the actual address in order to get to the application. And that is Raleigh's, R-A-L-E-I-G-H, apostrophe S, Mayor Committee, James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship Application. And that goes out to formsite.com, F-O-R-M-S-I-T-E.com. The actual email address or actual site address for that is https://fs12.formsite, that's forward slash 7COEGR/LLFHWTQE1P/index.html. For any questions, contact Lori Millette at 919-324-1128. Or you can write to her at lori.millette@ncdeps.gov. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. Well, how about some recipes? Because they will bowl you over, and they come from the Chuck Wagon Gang. Ooh, I got so excited about all this strawberry stuff that's coming up next. My tongue got in the way of my eye teeth. Since fresh strawberries are beginning to be available, yum, it says right here in parentheses with an exclamation mark, yum. I thought I'd share a new recipe and one that we've had before. The first one, strawberry cake. I can stop right there and salivate. The ingredients for this, 1 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup of cornmeal, One teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup unsalted butter, plus more for greasing the pan, 1 cup of packed light brown sugar, 1 large egg, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1/3 cup buttermilk, 1/2 pound of small strawberries, hulled and halved, two tablespoons turbinado sugar. This is like sugar in the raw, and this is optional. Powdered sugar for serving and sliced strawberries for serving. What are you going to do with all this stuff? Well, first thing you're going to do is you're going to stir together the flour, the cornmeal, the baking powder, the baking soda, and the salt in a medium bowl. Set that aside. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Butter a 9-inch deep dish pie plate and set it aside. Beat 1/2 cup of butter and brown sugar until fluffy. It's going to take about 3 minutes. Add the egg and vanilla and beat until it's just combined. Add 1/2 of the flour mixture, the buttermilk, then the remaining flour, beating until combined after each addition. Spoon the batter into the prepared pie plate. Spread in an even layer using the back of the spoon or a spatula. Scatter the berries evenly over the top of the batter. Do not press them down, though. Sprinkle the berries in the batter with 2 tablespoons of turbinado sugar, if you're using it. Bake until the top is golden brown and a wooden toothpick is inserted into the cake, not a strawberry, and it comes out clean. Make sure you don't insert it into a strawberry. 40 to 45 minutes is how long it's going to take for that baking process. Let it cool before dusting with the powdered sugar, and then serve with more sliced strawberries if you like. Now, this is the next strawberry item, and I tell you, I don't know. I know it's been read before, but I still have a hard time getting my head wrapped around it. Strawberry pretzel jello salad. Okay, got it? Here are the ingredients for the crust. 4 cups of pretzel sticks. 1/2 cup melted unsalted butter. 1/3 cup packed light brown sugar. For the cream cheese filling, 1 1/2 cups of heavy cream, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1 8-ounce container of sour cream, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons of vanilla extract. For the strawberry topping, 1 6-ounce box of strawberry-flavored gelatin powder, 2 cups of boiling water, and 1 pound of fresh strawberries, stemmed and sliced. Here are the directions. For the crust, preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Crush the pretzels in a large resealable plastic bag with a rolling pin. Stir together the pretzel crumbs, butter, and brown sugar in a large bowl. Press the mixture evenly into the bottom of a 9x13 baking dish. Bake until lightly crisp and browned, 12 to 14 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack to cool completely, about 30 minutes. For the cream cheese filling, beat the heavy cream in the bowl of an electric mixer fitted with the whisk attachment on medium-high until stiff peaks form, about 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer the mixture to a large bowl and set it aside. Then beat the cream cheese, sour cream, sugar, and vanilla in the same bowl used to beat the cream. No need to wipe it clean. And let's see, wait a minute. Transfer the mixture to a large bowl and set it aside. Beat the cream cheese, sour cream, sugar, and vanilla in the same bowl used to beat the cream. No need to wipe clean, on medium high until light, fluffy, and smooth, about 3 minutes. Transfer the mixture to the bowl with the whipped cream and fold to combine. Spread evenly over the pretzel crust. Chill in the refrigerator until firm, about 1 hour. For the strawberry topping, stir together the gelatin powder and boiling water in a large bowl until well dissolved. Stir in the strawberries. Chill in the refrigerator, uncovered until partially set, about 1 hour. Carefully spoon the strawberry mixture over the cream cheese layer. chill until set, about 2 hours or overnight. To serve, cut it into squares and serve chilled. Here's a little double asterisk note at the bottom. Cool Whip is a great shortcut ingredient for this recipe. Use 1 8-ounce container thawed in place of the homemade whipped cream in step 2. And now you may resume drooling over these delights. Folks, you've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.